Heidi ho, we are back. I know it's been a couple of weeks since we've had a podcast. I am still trying to run a chamber here, and it's just a busy time. So it was really important for me to get back, and I brought back one of my favorite people to get us going again. And today I have Vika from the Julian Wellness Center, and we're going to talk about cultivating wellness, which makes me super happy. And I'm also really sorry that you can't see Vika because her hair looks amazing today. Hi, Vika.
Hi, Robin.
Thanks
It's such a pleasure to be here, and you're absolutely one of my favorites,
for coming.
too.
Yeah, it's I feel like the small town luckiness of the so many of the people I get to interview are people that I adore, but you are like at the top of that people I adore list. So thanks for coming.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure to be here and
Awesome.
see your radiant face.
Right? My post acupuncture phase. So,
Post vacation face.
right? All that stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention I was on a cruise. I've been working so hard now. No, I was on a cruise. That's funny. So, Julian Wellness Center relocated down to Santa Isabel, which so many of us still consider Julian. Those are our neighbors, those are our friends. So, I think we're all one big happy community, regardless of our zip code. I really want to emphasize that you are Julian Wellness Center, albeit on the very outskirts, but it's a great location. It was a good move for you, for sure. So let's talk about Julian Wellness Center as a whole, why you started it and what as a whole it offers to those who want to book an appointment with y'all.
Thank you, Robin. Julian Wellness Center serves the community of Julian, and it also serves the tourists who are lucky to come visit our wonderful little town. And the idea behind the Wellness Center was to create an anchor, educational, professional, and resources where people can come and ask questions, come with their needs, come with their aches and pains, and for us to offer our services and our knowledge. We used to be a spa before, which was geared more towards tourism, but during and after COVID, we saw the huge need for education and offering the resources for the community. And so that was the reason why we relocated, because we needed a bigger space. We needed to offer better parking. And that was the two main reasons why we did the move.
That makes sense. And it's so funny you say that you used to be the spa, and it like this light bulb went on inside my head. That's right. Your name was Julian Mountain Spa, and now it's Julian Wellness Center. So you've obviously made such a, for me anyway, such a good transition from one to the other that it just feels like you've always been Julian Wellness Center, and I think that's good. Yeah, because that's branding and people identifying with who you are. I've always felt you as a place for wellness, so changing the name
Wonderful.
seems completely
Thank
accurate.
you. We strive to radiate
Right?
what we
Right?
offer,
Right.
And wellness, as you asked, like why wellness, versus the spa offered the wellness services too. What became apparent to me was that a lot of times we consume something. We think that it's always there and we're just gonna go and consume and pay the fee and that will be it. But with wellness, it's more a process, it's more of a cultivation. In Chinese medicine, there's a concept called yang shen, which means nourishing life. And it used to be in China that the acupuncturist was not paid when the person was sick, because the goal of the acupuncturist was to help the person to be healthy at all times by
That's a
cultivating,
challenge.
by cultivating a nourishing life. So, and I realized that this is what needs to happen. We need to understand that this is a process, and we are the key choice maker in that.
We as in the consumer, which even though we just said consumerism, but so that people who are listening understand, it's me, it's you, it's us that needs to make those transitions, and you are there to help us turn that key.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because for me, wellness starts in the morning with the thoughts that I think while I'm waking up. what am I thinking about?
Yeah, for sure.
And for me, it's like, okay, I need to concentrate on something positive, which for me is prayer. So I just pray, you know, it's a non-denominational prayer, but that gives me this positive force.
Yeah. And you have it. And it's not just me who, because I have a tendency to gush. You know, I'm lucky enough to really adore a lot of people. But there is something about you when you walk in a room. And there's no point in being bashful or embarrassed about it. But you do radiate it. And I think that just that, when people come into your space, and when I say your space, I do mean the wellness center, but I also mean your Vika space. It's an amazing experience. And I've heard I got a phone call yesterday, I just told you, from someone I referred to you, and she called me and she's like, you were right. You know, that fear of overselling, because, you know, I love you so much and I didn't oversell you. She called immediately after seeing you to sing your praises. So
Thank you. If
people haven't been to the Wellness Center, they need to mark their little fannies in there. I hate it when I overtalk, but there's what you said. Some sparked a memory in me. Some months ago, obviously it was during winter, you sent out a newsletter about the cold weather and how your kidneys have something to do with the cold weather, and your feet being cold have something to do with your kidneys. And I just trusted you. So it was like every morning I was like, keep my feet warm. I got to keep my feet warm. Like, I paid attention to your, so that's another thing. People can sign up for your newsletter, follow you on social media, because you send out that cool stuff, and it made sense to me. So I kept my feet warm, keep my kidneys healthy.
Thank you. You made my whole day today. No, my just whole month. Because people think that it's such a, I need to change my life. I need to change this big process. And then they don't do it because it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
But it starts with the little mosaic pieces, like, okay, I'll take care of my feet today. Mm-hmm. I'll think about them. I'll make sure that they're warm. Mm-hmm. So this is a process. Mm-hmm. And I'm so incredibly happy that, first of all, you read the newsletter, because it's such a labor of love for us.
Sure.
Like, what do we say?
You know?
But I want it to be meaningful. I want it to be useful. I want it to come from the heart.
Right.
What is important for us, what we practice and cultivate, this is what I want to share, in the newsletters. And also, this whole series of newsletters is about who we are as humans and what is possible. Mm-hmm. Because, and this is one of my pet peeves, stop me if I go too much.
Okay.
Our story shapes us, you know, this narrative that becomes so important, the words that we're using, they paint the image. Mm-hmm. And then that image is guiding the energy, the thoughts, the intentions. Mm-hmm. So our story can be that we're weak, incapable, and powerless. Mm-hmm. Or our story can be that we are incredible, and we are powerful, and we are imaginative, and we have the creativity that is off the charts, and that we're kind to ourselves and to other people and to the world around us. And also just learning about the physiology, anatomy, and seeing the statistics, how much blood is being pumped, you know, and filtered through our kidneys, or how electromagnetic we are, how we have a luminosity to us. Mm. We literally create light within ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, how musical we are, that every cell has its own rhythm and it creates an orchestra of sound. It's like, my gosh, we're just incredible.
Yeah, we are incredible.
We're so incredible. And why is it that this is not the focus?
Yeah.
Why is it that the focus that, commiseration, right?
The only thing I want to say for those who are listening is, you gave two stories. This downtrodden story and this amazing story. And there are some people that are in between. And so we need to recognize and acknowledge those people as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not at that place where I think that, you know, everything about me is low and unworthy and yada, yada. But I also am not at that place where I understand that every cell in my being is glowing. So there are those people that are in the middle of that story. Those two stories, and we can like, as if I worked there, you can still, and your group can still offer them something to elevate them.
Thank you. Yeah, I tend to gravitate to either or side. Mm-hmm. So thank you for bringing this balance.
I just know that balance, that middle one, that's me. So
because it is. It's actually about balance. Mm-hmm. It's not even in Chinese medicine, health is balance. Mm-hmm. It's not the absence of a disease. It's just the balance mm-hmm. of the two forces. Going back to the stories. That's what we want to present in the newsletter, the mm-hmm. story of possibilities mm-hmm. of who we are, just to stabilize the other side. Stories, you know. Mm-hmm. But absolutely, we're most of the days we're in the middle or the neutral ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So let's be specific. What services? Let's just be listing now. Like, what services do you offer? And if you want to stop after you name one and elaborate on it, please do.
Okay. We offer traditional wellness services like acupuncture mm-hmm. and herbal consultation with amazing magician Shannon Wheelwright, who we all absolutely love, right. Most of us. Speaking for myself, I can't speak for everyone. I know, okay,
just kidding, Shannon, I love you.
Then we have a massage, different kinds. Mm-hmm. We also have Tui Na, which is the Chinese medicine massage. We have facials mm-hmm. With Chantel Kyle, who's exquisite with skin. If you need anything that pertains to the skin, please see this amazing woman. She also includes a little bit of energy work into her sessions, mm-hmm. Reiki. So you come out floating on cloud nine.
With a pretty face.
With a pretty face. The face doesn't matter.
Yeah, I just meant, what I meant is the skin, is all fantastic. Yes. Yeah.
Now we offer pedicures and manicures. And this is my ask that people of Julian support Bonnie Kane. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of you asked for her and it took us a while to find somebody. So please support this woman if you want to have mm-hmm. manicures and pedicures in Julian.
Sure.
We also have integrative services that doesn't fit in any of the above mentioned categories. Mm-hmm. We have infrared sauna, which is incredible for detoxification and rejuvenation. And Jason, it does a lot of different things for you. We have PEMF. It stands for Pulsed Electromagnetic Field. And that is an amazing technology that has been pioneered by NASA because they found out that without gravity and electromagnetic field, astronauts' bones and muscles have been atrophied. So they started to use this to supplement mm-hmm. their bodies in space with electromagnetic field. So it's a well-researched technology. It works great on multiple conditions. Mm-hmm. So that's that. And we also have like a star service that not a lot of people know of, and it's a bioenergetic scan. Mm-hmm. What the hell is this?
I love you.
Bioenergetic scan, and I'm going to be talking about quantum physics and woo-woo, so for somebody who wants to stop now, please go. So we are electromagnetic beings, and we have toroidal shape human body field surrounding us that has the information pertaining to everything from mm-hmm. this every cell to the systems to the organs to our emotional components, mental as well as consciousness. So it's all can be measured in frequencies. Mm-hmm. So the scan, you put your hand on a mouse-looking device, and in 10 or 15 seconds, it reads your human body field and presents a comprehensive picture, a snapshot of where you are. So it reads the organs, how good the organs are talking, how much of the life force do you have, mm-hmm. and then it recognizes the windows of opportunity. Let's go with that. Where can you optimize the energy that you consume? Mm-hmm. And it's pretty amazing. Wow. A lot of time people who have it done, first of all, it helps to see visually. bless you, where you stand. It's like, mm-hmm. a lot of times we see something and it's like, yeah, I know it's hurting back there. But when you see it on a display, mm-hmm. or something tells you, I need to take care of it, mm-hmm. or this is a confirmation. Mm-hmm. And also a lot of times it brings the emotional connection to it, because the energy is a spectrum. And when something ails us physically, more often than not, there's emotional component to it. Mm-hmm. And consciousness, aka spiritual information component to it. So the scan helps to unravel all of those.
Wow, that's a lot. And it's funny when you're talking about the emotional element. I also, some ailments can cause an emotional element, because as you know, I went through a bad 2021 and I was feeling so bad that I just cried all the time, you know, so it just really pulled out all this emotional crap. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's all in Chinese medicine. They recognize that every organ has a virtuous and the pathogenic emotion. Mm. And the goal is to transform, to alchemize the pathogenic into a virtuous one. And they say that's the only thing that you can take in the afterlife. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But say for the liver, the pathogenic is anger, resentment, and jealousy. And you are to transform it into compassion. Mm-hmm. For the heart, the pathogenic is anxiousness, restlessness, nervousness. And the virtuous is trust and love. Mm-hmm. So it's a transformation. We're in a transformation journey, I feel, always. Or maybe that's my perspective.
No, I think it's great. It just, you know, I think for the average Joe who's really busy and, you know, complicated and in denial like myself, you know, those are hard concepts to grasp.
Very.
But I think what I would like people to take away from this conversation is give it a whirl. You know what I mean? Like, just come meet you, come talk to you. For example, I'm going to share personal information, but Shannon has transformed, you know, my health. My doctor couldn't figure out what the hell was wrong with me. And, you know, Shannon just, she wouldn't give up on me. And she's been, emotional. She's been so great that I have someone in my family who's kind of having some anxiety issues. Mm-hmm. And that person in my family is visiting Shannon this morning because, you know.
Yeah, you recommend it.
And he was at a place where I got to stop whatever's going on with me here. And, you know, I asked Shannon, honestly, is this something that you can help with? And she's like, totally can help with that. So that person in my family decided, hey, I'm going to give it a shot, you know?
Right.
So that's all I'm saying to those who's listening, is Vika is so well-spoken in the things that she's so passionate about. I'm talking to the world. That's not why I'm not looking at you. That her passion can seem a little overwhelming. Like, I know I'll never be Vika. And all of you people listening, you're not going to be Vika. But Vika's got something to give all of us. So I would just encourage you to visit her location and, you know, find out what piece, even if it's just a piece, that they can take with them and cultivate and turn into something positive in their life. Right. I think it would be worth a visit to the Wellness Center.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for saying this, because that's that seed where you say, I think that something else is possible. Mm-hmm. I think I can feel better. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it starts with that question and being kind enough to yourself to follow it.
Right.
You know, because yes, a lot of times you just don't even know. You think that that's the tunnel. Mm-hmm. That's where you're going. And there's no other way out.
Right.
But we're here to tell you there is a way out. Mm-hmm. And it's not easy. It's never easy, but it's about a choice. And some people who are listening to me might say, well, I have a terminal cancer. There is no way out for me. You know, that's a hard question.
Yeah.
And it's a difficult place to be. But so there's generalities and there's definitely particulars.
Sure, absolutely. Every truth or belief or story or whatever, every rule, that's the word I was looking for, has an exception. So we can talk in generalities, and I'm a podcast listener. And that doesn't apply to me. And then I need to step back and not discredit everything they're saying because that particular element didn't fit me.
Yeah.
You know, because we're all different. We're all made up of different things, you know? So.
And we choose different things. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, there's some people who wouldn't choose to feel better mm-hmm. because it feeds their story of who they are.
Right.
You know, and that is a hard one to swallow. Yeah. And somebody will probably put a stop button now. And that's okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's like, we could talk forever. We ought to just do our own Weekend Robin series. Because, you know, just so.
I can talk with you forever.
Oh, goodness. So back to the center. I know that you do, and it's been a little less regular one, COVID to life, the happy hours. And the mm-hmm. last one you did, as it used to be, just in the evening time, the last one you did was like an all-day happy hour just to give people the opportunity to come in. Are you going to do that again in the future?
We will. It has been rocky to bring mm-hmm. it back on because not only we're trying to identify what works better, mm-hmm. but we're navigating terrain of variants of COVID uh-huh. and us wanting to be, you know, as safe as we possibly can mm-hmm. and us going to school and mm-hmm. some people can make it and some people cannot make it. And then we're like, okay, so we cannot offer much.
It's logistics. This time. Yeah. And then the different levels of how people feel. Like I feel fine, but the person next to me, you know, wants to wear a mask and doesn't want it to be touched.
Exactly. So, but we're planning to bring it back in September because that seems where we're all rallying, Julian.
Right.
Right? Because the summers we're all like under the fan with ice box next to us and beer.
Right.
Really wellness. Okay. So, and our goal is, we talked about the cultivation of wellness. Mm. So a lot of, they say it takes 40 days. To change a habit. Mm-hmm. So with those wellness days, we want to give people a little bit more time, mm-hmm. a little bit more window. So it's not only 3 hours where everybody rushes to get in and we are sweating because we're trying to
give everybody
to
service.
So we want it to be a longer day and for people to just come and get a taste of it, mm-hmm. of the services, see how the space is, see how we are, because it's always a dialogue. It's like, do I feel good about this person? Mm-hmm. Yes. No. Okay. I'll go somewhere else.
Sure. Yeah. And then the other thing that I see that never seems to fit my schedule, unfortunately, is you've been doing these little like art parties. Oh, yeah. And then you did the one like a women's circle, and mm-hmm. so maybe elaborate a little bit on those, because you'll no doubt be doing those again, and people can find them on Facebook, and just so you know, in case you don't, in the show notes it'll have links to all of your social media, your website and all that stuff. So if someone's interested in the women's circle, and then you've done like, did you do dream catchers? Something
we
like that?
No, it was a wire beading.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, I have a soft spot for art. Mm-hmm. I think art is many things, but definitely a therapy too. Mm-hmm. And just to gather together and to do projects, mm-hmm. I think is just wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, when you don't think, you just put another bead and just another bead, you know, and all of a sudden you have this beautiful piece.
Yeah.
And the instructor, her name is Katie Angel, mm-hmm. and she has incredible experience and expertise. We just thought, why not make an art happy hour mm-hmm. where people can come and just make art, mm-hmm. bring their kids and mm-hmm. be in the same space. And so it just happened and we brought it in, you know, and it has been successful.
You've done a few of them, right?
Yes. Yeah. We have done one since, I think February or January. Mm-hmm. And I encouraged everybody who wants to come in, it doesn't matter what your skill level is, mm-hmm. the materials are provided, and it's a non-judgmental mm-hmm. atmosphere. So please, if you feel drawn to it, please come and share this time with us. It's, I believe it's every second Wednesday of every month.
Okay.
But we will also take a break in the summer.
Sure, yeah.
And the women's circle, it's a bit of a different project, mm-hmm. which we just hosted. Mm-hmm. We just hosted the first women's circle, but
so
it's
it could
not
be somewhere else
our
next time.
Baby. Yeah.
Understood.
But if you look on Facebook for Julian Women's Circle, mm-hmm. it will have the information for that. We created this big community room. Mm-hmm. because we wanted to allocate some space for gatherings, mm-hmm. for classes, etc., etc. And if this is why it's there, if you have a class you want to teach, if you know, please come and talk to us.
I think that's great. That's exciting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because we all have something to teach. We all have something to share. Mm-hmm. And this is the word. This is what community means. Mm-hmm. It's unity, mm-hmm. communal unity. Yeah. So we all, and so we just want to encourage people to step into that role, mm-hmm. where we all have to put our little mosaic pieces, or big mosaic pieces, right? into the well-being of others.
That's so awesome. I feel like I could talk to you forever, but alas.
Alas.
Alas. So I always do this at the end because I know I don't remember everything and ask about everything. So I just want to make sure if there was something that you wanted to make sure that we talked about, mm-hmm. maybe reiterate the cultivation, whatever it is that I might have not elaborated on or allowed you to elaborate on. 1, 2, 3. Go, it's your time.
Thank you. I also would like to mention that we do provide service for tourists in mm-hmm. Julian. We offer couples a massage paired with sauna and facials. So if you know anybody who's touring, mm-hmm. you can send them our way. We're definitely serving both the community of Julian and the people who are lucky to come
visit
here.
Yeah.
Visit and see magnificent Robin Boland.
On that note, I always find that it's really easy to book an appointment on your website. Totally. I do it. It's the only way we book.
Thank you. So, I've been working on it hard.
Yeah, it's totally easy, especially if you have Gmail, a Google account, because it'll, you know, take your information from there. So you can book online. You don't have to worry about calling. You just go pick up your smartphone and make an appointment. So that's totally cool. All right. Well, even though I feel like I want to talk for another 6 hours, I think it's time that we thank people for listening, encourage them to investigate all that you have to offer and take that one little step towards finding out more about all the services that you offer at Julian Wellness Center.
Yes, yeah. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
I'm so glad you came because, as you know, I've been wanting to interview you for a while, and we're just busy folks.
I know.
Just like the people listening. All right. Thanks, guys. You carry on, and I have a couple of more podcasts lined up, so stay tuned. All right. Bye.